C.S. Lewis wrote, "Aim at heaven and you'll get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you'll get neither." Thomas Edison, a scientific genius and an exacting practical man, didn't casually say anything he didn't believe. Mrs. Edison told about the night he was close to dying. It was evident he wanted to say something, so she and the doctor bent down close. The great scientist said with a smile on his face, "It's very beautiful over there." Billy Graham said, "There is a mystery about hell, and there is a mystery to heaven. The Bible teaches that heaven is a real place. Where? We can't speculate. The Bible doesn't inform us. But I do say that if God has formed 100 million galaxies, each with 1,000 light years in diameter, that keeps this galaxy and this Earth where and as it is, then I'm not worried about where heaven is actually situated. Heaven is going to be where Jesus is. So that is what I will focus on, along with the insights these scriptures offer for our encouragement. What we have here in this 21st chapter of Revelation is what St. John, a close disciple of Jesus, was given to see. And in writing of it, he was given no special or holier language to convey it, other than the mother tongue he was educated in. His writing of the description wrestles with all the limitations words on earth have. And I dare say he'd have longed to have been a Wordsworth, a Tolstoy, or a Michelangelo, all rolled into one, to have given us an even greater glimpse of what he was able to convey. But let's benefit from what God, through John, has permitted us to understand and receive, and let it bless us. John is taken by the angel of God to be shown important things of heaven for us now. Firstly, the New Jerusalem is totally related to the Lamb, to Jesus Christ. So it is where he is. That is the key for us to know. Christ is the Lamb we are to desire to know and to turn to through repentance and faith, as the Gospels and the Epistles bid us. John sees into the Holy City the new Jesus-centered community as from the vantage of a high mountain, rather reminiscent of Moses being permitted to see the promised land laid out before him. It shows, John vividly records, its brilliance, like that of a precious jewel, yet not a jewel, but the glory of God. And that just filled his eyes and the eyes of his soul. It was spectacular. And remember, he had equally been at the Mount of Transfiguration in Galilee when Jesus had shone in a whiteness of light. He witnessed along with Peter and James, as the voice of God said to them, "This is my Son. Listen to him." As the glory of God captivates him, so John becomes aware of the immensity of the city. He talks of a great high wall around it, 12 gates, 3 on each main compass bearing, foundations of 12 depths, an amazing construction with clear links of continuity to old Israel. But with these staggering foundations seen as built upon everything Christ's apostles and the apostolic church stood and stand for, the great acts of God in salvation in Jesus Christ. "I did not see," said John, "a temple. There is no church, no organ, no liturgies, no hymn books, the necessary aids we need and use. Why? Because the Lord Almighty and the Lamb Jesus Christ are the temple. They are the church there. They are who we need and what we need alone." "I did not see," said John, "the sun or the moon." The city didn't need them. Why? Because the glory of God gives it light. Hence the brilliance John saw and described as intensely jewel-like. God is all the light you need, and the Lamb is the lamp of the city. Jesus is the light now. He will be the light then for our lives, now and forevermore. And by that light, says John, the nations will walk. The message to the world today is to look very carefully if all you do is walk by the light of the earth, which rather resonates with what C.S. Lewis was saying as I opened. Aim at heaven and you'll get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you'll get neither. The true way is already here, John is telling us, to be acted on. And the wisdom is to walk in the light of the risen, ascended, and glorified Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God.